Greetings. This is George Ahrens, W5 and JN. Shortly on this tape, you will be hearing signals of the ships on the North Atlantic in the 1920s. Before you hear the tape, there's a few comments I'd like to make that might make the tape a little bit more interesting to you. The ships on the North Atlantic were all equipped with the spark transmitters on the medium frequencies, which was 600, 700, and 800 meters. They also had arc transmitters that operated in the 2100 frequency band. The sparks were all, 90% of them, were Navy standard sparks from World War I. They were 2 kW, a quench gap with three pancake coils, and they averaged around about 18 to 20 amps in the antennas. The arcs were all 2 kW Federals, made by Federal, and they also put around about 20 amps into the antenna. The antennas were generally around about a total of 600 feet, either two-wire or four-wire, depending upon the distance between the masts on the ships. The wires were always numbered 1916, 19 strands and number 16 wire. The big ships in the North Atlantic were the Leviathan, the America, and the Republic. The Leviathan, of course, was the biggest ship in the North Atlantic. The America was a little bit smaller, and the Republic was still a little smaller than the America. All three of those ships were operated by the U.S. lines operating between New York, Ireland, Plymouth, and England, and over into Hamburg, Germany, with a stop in Cherbourg. Signals that you're going to hear are indicative of what the traffic was like on the North Atlantic. The latter part of the tape, you'll be hearing signals from the Queen Mary as she left New York Harbor on her last trip out of the northern New York Harbor. She was in communication with the Mackay radio station WSF, Whiskey Sierra Foxtrot in New York Harbor, and also the RCA station W5SSC, Whiskey Sierra Charlie. They were just exchanging greetings along the way. And the last thing you're going to be hearing on the tape is the voice announcements of WPG, the broadcast station in Atlantic City. That was a humorous incident attached to that. In the 20s, the three of us operators on the Republic went down to Cortlandt Street in New York, which was the place where you picked up all supposedly surplus equipment and all, and we had bought ourselves a 5-tube superhet receiver. And one morning we arrived in Plymouth, England, about 4 o'clock, and we were greeted by the British officials, customs, quarantine, the doctors, and so on, and also inspectors from the Postal Service wanted to check the radio room out. And, of course, under those days, it was an American thing, was under the Federal Radio Commission. And they'd come aboard and they'd inspect the transmitters and the receivers and so on. And we had this 5-tube receiver playing there, and we had it tied onto the long wire antenna, our main flat-top antenna. And we were listening to WPG, and this British inspector came on, and he says, "Well, blimey," he says, "what's you're hearing that music this time of the day?" He says, "The broadcasts in Britain are not on at this time. Who is it?" And we said, "That's WPG in Atlantic City." He says, "Where's that?" And I said, "Over on the east coast of the United States, just a little bit south of New York City." And he says, "Blimey," he says, how big a set is that?" And I said, "It's a 5-tube superhet." And he says, "Blimey," he says, "I got a 4-volt set at home and I can't even hear London." Now here comes the tape. The first thing you're going to be hearing is a traffic list given by NBD, the Naval Station at Bar Harbor, Maine. And I hope you enjoy the tape. Thank you.
Thank you. This is the Vatican Radio in Holland.
Thank you.
ATG Atlantic City, the world's greatest health and pleasure resort. This is the world's most popular year-round resort, Atlantic City. Your station, WPG. Station WPG, the friendly voice of the friendly city, Atlantic City by the sea. This is station WPG, with studios located in the world's largest auditorium and convention hall in Atlantic City. This is America's Baghdad by the sea, Atlantic City. Your station, WPG. WPG Atlantic City, the ideal vacation land. Station WPG Atlantic City, the ideal convention city. WPG, down by the sea in Atlantic City. WPG, Atlantic City. Remember, there's no place like our boardwalk when you're all at sea. This is the municipal radio voice of Atlantic City. WPG. Atlantic City, haven of health and happiness. Station WPG. This concludes our broadcast activities for the present day. Station WPG is owned and operated by the City of Atlantic City and as the radio voice of the world's greatest health and pleasure resort, endeavors to present programs that not only serve the public interest, convenience, and necessity, but also that adds pleasure and enjoyment to our many thousands of listeners locally and nationally. Our station operates on a cleared national channel with an assigned frequency of 1,100 kilocycles as authorized by the Federal Communications Commission. To our out-of-town listeners, we extend the most hearty and cordial invitations to visit Atlantic City at your first opportunity. A trip to our resort is an interesting investment that yields abundant dividends in health and happiness. This is Norman Reed speaking for Station WPG Atlantic City. I'm bidding you one and all a most pleasant good night.
There was good reason for this confusion. Well, just an order from Mr. Zetterlund McLaughlin. Chief Radio Officer of the Queen, as follows. At the commencement of my journey down the Hudson, we are engaged in trying to put over a broadcast to the BBC by WOO. The 500 KC transmitter is tending to interfere with this. The reason for the QRL and QRS signals. This is a staff trying to do various other jobs. Take perforated is standing largely away, preparing for some high-speed automatic work. The whole representing a cacophonic bedlam. End of quote. Not long thereafter, however, order finally has been well restored. Listen to GBTT and WFC, the Tuckerton Coastal Radio Station, as they expertly dig into the traffic on hand. Thank you. end of number 17. Harbor Station to GVTT.